Rirandav Kuf Beis Hamid Beis. From the bottom, which says on the side, the volume Yud Beis. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Leisoichol Hanefesh Im Haboso Ze Eiver Minachai Uboso Basoto Treifo Leisoichelu Ze Boso Minachai Uboso Minatreife. Rav Shimon ben Lakish amar loisoich al hanefesh im haboso ze eiva min achai uboso min achai uboso basod hatreifa loisoichelu ze boso min hatreifa. Fine. Now let us see Rashi. Loisoich al hanefesh im haboso ze eiva min achai. Now, where does Eva Minachai come into this pasuk? So, just let's give a little akdama to understand Rashi, the Prishim. I think the Rosh Yosef says that Rashi learned pshat, that this pasuk, Leisoichol HaNefesh Im Haboso, is Ki'ilu, it said twice HaNefesh. Leisoichol HaNefesh, Hanefesh im haboso. That means Hanefesh goes bein milamailo, bein milamato. That is the Aleph. So now, let us try to understand where we see in this posig Eva min achai. So Rashi says, the Eva chai mikri nefesh. A live Eva is called Hanefesh. Why is it called Hanefesh? Because it's similar to the nefesh. Sheim yechatchenu einay oisa chalipin shlo yoshuv oid kinefesh anetulo she'eino chayzeres. Just like when a nefesh is taken away, it never returns. So the aneva has this similarity to a nefesh. You take off an Eva, an Eva will never rejuvenate. Fine. So Memele, so it says, Leisoichol HaNefesh means one should not eat an Eva. That the HaNefesh, because HaNefesh is similar to an Eva that never rejuvenates, never returns, Ein Lo Chalip. V'ochi Mashmet, now, which Eva are we speaking about? Leisoichol hanefesh ba'oidoi im haboso, ba'oid achius im haboso. Nefesh is a second translation. Nefesh means it's alive, it's chius. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the posik is translated as follows. Leisoichol HaNefesh, one should not eat an Eva. An Eva is called Nefesh because an Eva, when it's cut away, it'll never rejuvenate. When shouldn't you eat this Eva? HaNefesh Im Haboso, when the Schiyas in the Psar HaEva, when the Schiyas in the Psar HaEva, then one should not eat the Eva. That is pshat in the pasuk. When the schiyas and the psar ha'eva, so one should not eat this eva. So there is a very pertinent ha'ore that the Teferes Yaakov asks. We learned yesterday there's a machlokes if behemah b'chaya la'ivorim emedes or behemah b'chaya lav la'ivorim emedes. And the yisod of the machlokes is that does it have a shame eva kozman it's not nechtach. So one man the yom holds since it's time to be nechtach, so there's a shame eva afilo before the chatiche. And another Madhyama says it doesn't have a shame eva till after it is nechtach. That mira machlekes, the machlekes tanoim, Rebbe and Rabbi Loza Barav Shimon. Now, so the Teferes Yaakov asks a pertinent shaila. If you hold behemo bechayel leivorim emedes, so that means you have a live behemo, all these eivorim are called eivim minachai. It's called eivim minachai. They're all called eivorim now. Before you cut off anything, they're all called eivorim. So memele, we can very easily understand that when are you not permitted to eat the eiva, when there's nefesh in a bosa, when there's chi is in the bosa. That means the eva that is a chelik of the gufa behemah. You have it's a whole behemah. Nothing was cut off yet. It has a shame eva on it already, still before it's cut off. So the Torah said, don't eat this eva that has chiyus in it. Sure, it has chiyus in it. Before it's cut off, it has chiyus and it has now a shame eva. So mamela. So it's very good. The lishne dekra. By Seichel, however, when you shouldn't eat the Eva, boy, the Achi is in my bottle, when the Schi is in the bottle. And Emerson, we had a lotion of Rashi before, Rashi and the Kuf Beis on Medalev, by Seichel, a nefesh in my bottle, by Seichel, mimenu, boy, cha nefesh in my. You shouldn't eat this Eva when the nefesh is in it. So we have Eivorim, which was yet not cut off. They're live Eivorim, and the Torah says don't eat them. So that's very good. If you hold Behemah Bechayel, Leivorim Emedes. So we're speaking about a live Behemah. This is an Eiva, this is a live Behemah, not allowed to eat it. But Prek the Tveres Yaakov. But if you hold behemah bechayel lav leivorim emedes, so that means kol zman the behemah is alive, there's no evorim. I'll eat up a whole tzipur. I didn't need an eva. It only gets a shame eva after it's cut. So he asks, after it's cut, after the eva is cut, there's no chiyus in the eva. So what is pshat? What is pshat? Azef Rektor HaKash, which is a very pertinent Kash. Before I'll say over his teretz, so I thought perhaps we could say, not knowing too much medically, but that's the chmir, that when you cut off an eva for a time, there's still chiyus in the eva. After it's cut off, you can still attach it. There's a zman that there's still chiyus left in the behemah and the eva. So memele, and I think this is pshat in the Ralbag. The Ksavik Kabbalah brings down the Ralbag, and this is a very difficult pasuk to understand. So the Ralbag says, lo yisoichel ma shehanefesh boy Adayin imaboso. You should not eat that what the nefesh is still in the boso. Vuhu eva minachai. This is an eva minachai. There's still nefesh imaboso. Ki adayin yesh benefesh koyach l'shaleach be'eva rohu atzorch loy me'amosoi. Ilu hoyo loy koyach. There's still a possibility to give chiyus to the saver, ilu hoya loikoyach. So what does he mean? So it's double talk. Adayin yesh benefesh koyach l'shaleach be'eva rahu atzorich loy me'amozim. The nefesh can still give the saver mozim, ilu hoya loikoyach. So that means theoretically, there's still chiyus in the saver. There's no source now to send chiyus because it's cut off from the goof. So memela, there's nothing to send chiyus, but there's still some chiyus left. Adayin yesh benefesh koich l'shalayich be'eva hu atzoch le'memozim. Be'etzim, this is not said an eva that was severed. Mistomet is as man that it still has chiyus. This as man that still has chiyus. I mean, finger is chopped off, a tooth is knocked out. In a certain man, there's still chiyus. You can put it back in again and it'll start growing again. There's still chiyus in the eva. So that is pshat. I feel who you hold that and it becomes an eva min achai. It becomes an eva min achai after it is severed and cut off from the behemoth. There's still chiyus in it, and that pshat leitoichel hanefesh. You should not eat this eva. When there's still nefesh in Mabosa, there's still chiyus in the Pesach HaEva. Lemaise, the Tiferes Yaakov, who asked the Kasha, he says a different teretz. Shlei toichal ha-nefesh, you should not eat the nefesh, which is, means the Eva. The eva that was taken off, ba'oicha nefesh im aboso shalabeima. That means if the eva was taken off when there still was chiyus in the psach abeima, so that's the law. That means if you take off an eva after you shefted the beima, so there's no problem. But if you took a leisoichal nefesh, you shouldn't. Nefesh means eva, Rashi says leisoichal nefesh. If this eva, you should not eat this eva that was taken off, if there's still, when after was taken off, there's still chiyus in the psach ha-be'eva. Al-Kaponim, this is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. And so the Pasuk is speaking about eva min achai. U'boso basoda treife loisei cheilu. Ze psach min achai. Ubisar mina treifa. Let us see Rashi. Uboso basode. So Rabbi Yochanan learned a very interesting taich. Uboso basode. That's one issa. Boso basode. And that is another issa. Uboso treifa. Loisechelo. The pasuk is asking boso basode and boso treifa. Boso basode mashme shepirish mimkaimoi. Basar, that it's not in its mokim, it's basar basode. That means the basar left its original mokim. Ze basar min achai. Utreifo, doesn't say with above, but basar basode is one lav, that basar min achai. Utreifo, kemashmoy. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, eva min achai, I learn out, Loisoichal ha-nefesh. Nefesh means eiver, imaboso, ba'oi, when there's still chiyus, so then you're not allowed to eat the eiver, and then, that's the eiver minachai, and boso, basode, is going on boso minachai, and treifa is going on treifa, loisoichalo. So these are three isurim. Ve'rab Shimon ben Lokish Oma leisoichal hanefesh im haboso ze'eva min achai uboso min achai. This posik answers eva min achai uboso min achai. Let us see what Rashi says. Ve'reish Lokish Oma leisoichal hanefesh im haboso ze'eva min achai uboso min achai. Bochi mashme. Loisoichal ha-nefesh. Nefesh means eva, the way Rashi says before. Just like the nefesh, when it's taken away, it does not rejuvenate. So when an eva is taken away, it does not rejuvenate. Bochi mashme loisoichal ha-nefesh. But we say ke'ilu, it says twice in the pasuk nefesh. So first it says loisoichal ha-nefesh. Then it says loisoichal ha-boso. The pasuk says "Seichel nefesh im haboso." So it says that, so we have leisaychal hanefesh. You should not eat the eva. Then leisaychal haboso. You should eat the boso. Now these two isurim, the isa not to eat nefesh, which means eva, not to eat boso, that is nefesh im haboso. When the schi is in the boso, and the schi is in the psar eva, then you're not allowed to eat the eva, you're not allowed to eat the boso. When there's nefesh in my boso, when there's nefesh in my boso, when there's chi is in the boso, either the psara behema or the psara eva, however, the way we said pshat before, So there's two lav in leisaychal nefesh, leisaychal aboso, and this is when it's nefesh im aboso, when the schi is im aboso. So according to Reish Lakish, from this pasuk leisaychal nefesh im aboso, we learn out eva minachai and boso minachai. Boso baso de treifa leisaychal goes on treifa. Fine. So we have a machlokes. If we learn out Bosa min achai and treifa for one posik, and that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Reish Lakish, we learn out Bosa min achai and eva min achai from one posik. We have here machlokes. Zok the Gemara, mer the kenafke min is between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Ochal eva min achai, hu Bosa min achai. And let's be Megashim Dinyan. Posha is speaking about, you have an Eivel, that has, in the Eivel is a Kezayas Boso. So this Eivel, it's an Eivel, you had an Eivel, and there's a Kezayas Boso there in the Eivel. So on the Boso Shaboy, I can be Eivel as Boso Minachai also. It's Boso Minachai. It's also an Eivel Minachai. So now I made one Maisa Achila. How many lavas was I over? Was I over one lav or two lav? Zuk the Gemara zay. Ochal eva minachai, uboso minachai. And again, it could be I ate one eva that has a kezayis boso. L'Rav Yochanan chayim shtayim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mechayim twice Malkus, because there's over two distinct lavim. As Bosom and Mechayim over Bosom Asode. As Eivim and Mechayim over Leisaychal HaNefesh. So I was over two lavim. There's two lavim on this Eivim. The Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ein Echayim Ela Achas. According to Reish Lakish, you were over the lav of leisaychal hanefesh im aboso, which includes eiver and boso. Leisaychal hanefesh means the nefesh, aboso means the boso, and when it's a solos of it's nefesh im aboso, when the schi is in the boso. About kaponim, it's one lav. We'll see, it's one lav. So if it's one lav, so you'll get one smalkis. That is according to Reish Lakish, and I think for practical purposes, just to understand Reish Lakish, l'chayre, that means even though the lav is defined, that means it says leisaychal hanefesh, you shouldn't eat the nefesh. That means you shouldn't eat the eivah. Then it says boso, so you shouldn't eat the boso. Fine. So that l'chayre one could think that's called two lavim. We'll see in Pesach a similar case. You shouldn't eat nefesh, you shouldn't eat boso. But the whole issa is put together when there's nefesh in my boso. These two things are only also when there's, so the yisod issa is nefesh in my boso. Nefesh in psar evil, nefesh in the boso alone. So it's like one issa of nefesh in my boso. So maybe you only get one malchus, is not two malchus according to Reish Lakish, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the two is under a lav. Leisaychal HaNefesh is one lav. Bosa Basoda is a second lav. So that'll be one nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. the Gemara says, what will be in another case? Let us see Rashi, L'Rav Yochanan, Chayiv Shtayim. There's two lavi. He made one maisa achila. Let's say this is a little bit mehira, a little bit more than a kezayis of eva that is a kezayis of boso. There's one asro, so the Tverishakim said there was one warning. They told him, you're not allowed to eat this one warning because it is eva and boso. It's one warning. But the Zayva to Lavin. Chayiv Tansi. Ela Achas. The Chad Lavu. It's one Lav. The Kivin, the Bechod Achille, Bechod Asro, Bechad Lavu, Chodu the Mechayt, Bechen Kul. This is case number one. So we have here if a person ate an Eber Minachai, it was also Bosa Minachai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll get twice Malkis. According to Reish Lakish, you'll get once Malkus. Ochal boso min achai u boso min atreife. What? There was a behemoth treife, and he took boso min achai. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, chayiv shtayim. According to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the iser treife, you learn out boso basada treife. The Issa Bosa Minacha, you learn out from Leisoichal and Nefeshim Abosa. The two different Lavin. So according to Reish Lakish, you'll get twice Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan ain't a Chayiv Ela Achas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, here this is called one Lav. Leisoichal and Bosa Basoda Treif Leisoichalu, this is called one Lav. And here Teishvish tells us why this is called one Lav. Of Al Kaponim, here it's called one Lav. Leisechelo, Bosa Basoda Treife, Bosa Basoda is going, Bosa Menachai, and Treife is going on Treife. Leisechelo, this is called one love, and Nachai Velachas, we'll see in Taisus why this is called one love. Ochal, Eva Minachai. But what if he ate an Eva Minachai, U Bosa Minatreife, he ate an Eva Minachai, Uboso mina treife. It was divrei hakel chayiv shtayim. So according to everyone, he was eiver to laven. That means, let's say, there was an eiver minachai, that had a kizayis boser on it, and it was mina treife. It was mina treife. The eiver was mina treife. So memele, so beetzim, there's Bosar Minachai also here. Let's be realistic. There's Bosar Minachai also. But for the Bosar Minachai, according to Reish Lakish, you're not like on that because Bosar Minachai and Eva Minachai, there's only one time Malkus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Bosar Minachai and Bosar Treif is one time Malkus. So the Bosar Minachai, you won't get Malkus because the Bosar Minachai is either one love with Eva Minachai or one love with Treif. But with Treif, but you'll get twice Malkus out the Eva Minachai and out the Treif. So here you'll get twice Malkus. This is what the Gemara said. Well, do we hakel chayiv shtayim, the beilamar, the beilamar, mitrei koi napki. That's clear. Eiver and Treif, you learn that from two psukim. So memele, so you'll get twice Malkus. Now let us see Tosfos before we go further. Uboso basoda Treif, ze boso minachai. Now where does boso minachai come into the picture? We receive basoda dorish. The mashme shepirish mimkoimoi. Boso basode, that means, the boso is in the sode. So by stois, it's not bimkoimoi. That's not the mokim where it should be. That's a touch boso basode. Right? So here we know boso min machai. ואף על גב דאיצרך לבוסו שיוצא חוץ למחיצות, ממחיצות גדול בבהירת פפרת בהימה המקשה. We learn now that the היצר אובר השיודוי is went חוץ למחיצות, and that's the tight בסודה, it left its mocking. It's כולו דורש מיני. So that's also בוסו בסודה, it's no stire. Bosa basoda means the bosa went chutz limkaimai. There's different oifanim how it can go chutz limkaimai. Okay, chutz limkaimai by its bosa minachai, it says ubershoitzi yodoi, well then by kochim there's also a case of yotza chutz limkhitzosai that when a chutz limkhitzosai yotzosi, we took out kochim chutz limkhitzosai, it's also bosa basoda lo yisei chaylo. Fine. But so everything is nichla bosa basode. Bosa basode means bosa sheyotza chutz l'makayme. That's the marshal of soda. Ochal eva minachai u bosa minachai. Rav Yochanan chayiv shtay. Ochal eva minachai u bosa minachai. Rabbi Yochanan Chayiv Shtayim. Yechayiv Shtayim, and there's two lavim. There's a lav of Eiver, that Leisoichel La-Nefesh Im Abosa. There's a lav of, and there's a lav of Bosa Minachai, Bosa Basode. Ba'af Al Gav, the Elokin Allah Shebeklolos. Now, let us appreciate what Taisvis is asking. Taisvis is asking, first of all, the Rosh Hashanah explains, there's a man the Yoma and Mesechtes Psochim that says, Elokin Allah Shebeklolos, one man says, you don't get any Malkus whatsoever. Allah Shebeklolos, Allah that is Koilu, a lot of inyonim, you don't get malchus on any of the inyonim. That's the tais, ein loikin alav shebeklolos, alav shebe, alav that is kailo, many inyonim, you don't get any malchus on it, period. Now, so Taisus is asking Akasha, lochoyre, how do you know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know bosa min achai? It says, bosa basode, treifa lo yisechelo, fine. So I say chelu goes and bosa sheyotza chutz l'mchitzosa, bosa minachai. But the loy say chelu also goes on treife. So the loy say chelu is chelu two isurim, two cases. It's chelu psar treife, it's chelu bosa minachai. So Taisus is asking Akasha, so this is Alav Shebeklolos, and there's a man the Omer that says you never like Alav Shebeklolos. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, how could you be like him on the love of Bosar Chai, Bosar Basodet Treifa, since the Loisei Chaylu is Kailu Tu Isurim Treif and Bosar Minachai. So it's a love that's Kailu Tu Isurim, so Mamel, a love that's Kailu Tu Isurim, you don't get Malkus, period. Fine. But that's Shat and Tais Viskasha. For Av or Gav, they like and Allah Shebeklomis. So Tais says, Hani Mili Heche de Loi Meforish Bikho. Lav Shebeklomis means when the Isser is not at all mentioned in the Posek. Kigoy. Al Teichlu Ki Im Tzliyesh. You should not eat only something that's tliyesh. Now, what is nichlal in this lav? Anything and everything that's not tliyesh, you're not allowed to eat. Now, let's say, if he eats a kol pesach raw, so I'm even though it's not tliyesh. If he eats it no, it's not tliyesh. If he eats it mabushel, it's not tliyesh. If he fries it, it's not tliyesh. That means any case that, so this ki'im tliyesh is koilo many different inyonim. That's called alav shebeklolos. And you won't get a malchus on any of these inyonim. Or a second marshal.
ומכל אשר יוצא מגפן היין. Anything that will come out from a grape. So any concoction that will come out from a grape is awesome. Mikol Asher Yosem Igevin Ayayin. So this is Koilu, about the Tura Vinyonim. That's called Alav Shebeklos. That means I didn't mention any of these in Yonim. I just said a generality, which from this generality you can figure out a whole bunch of Inyonim. That's called a lav that's koilu many in yonim which were never mentioned. That's called a lav shebeklolus. Kim tliyesh is a lav shebeklolus. It's a generality that is koilu many in yonim which none of them are mentioned. The same thing by kol asher yosem igevin hayayin. Avo boso basoda treifa the machine and boso treifa lechoshim le lav shebeklolus. Here I told you what you're not allowed to eat. Boso, basode, which is gematria, boso minachai, treifa, which is treifa, leisei chelo. So I'm telling you clear. This is not called the lav shebeklolus. I'm telling you what you're not allowed to eat. I mentioned boso, basode, lav. This one leisei chelo, that's irrelevant. The one leisei chelo that is going on to in yonim, that's not called the lav shebeklolus. Lav shebeklolus only means that if the lav is koilo many in yonim and none of them are mentioned. I said kiim fliyesh. These are zanchai, no, mebushu. And I didn't mention anything. I just said kiim fliyesh. And then all the yonim that the lav is to be koilo, none of them were mentioned. That's called a lav shebeklolus. You don't get malk and anything. But if you have one loisechel which is going on two things which are mentioned, this is not called a lav shebeklolus. Kemoi no mevushel. Zuktaisus abin yorai. Ateichlu mimenu no boshel mevushel bamai. So the din is, if I eat a kofen Pesach no, I get malchus. If it's not completely roasted. If I eat a kofen Pesach mevushel, I get malchus. No, it's one ateichlu. So that's a called alav shebeklolus. Ateichlu no, ateichlu mevushel. That's a called alav shebeklolus. That means if we mention the surim, the chalt and the zot, the meforish pekro, mechatzani vad, because yos miget na yain, so that's a lav shebeklolus. I mean, mechalt and vad zot, here the Torah mentioned chalt and zot, meforish pekro, loki, gain amon agrusha, the loki lekulalman. Even though it says in one person, you shouldn't take it, but that's called a lav shebeklolus. Fine. So now we know, I gather in Lav Shebeklolus. Lav Shebeklolus is, if the Inyan isn't mentioned, but you figure it out from the Pasuk, in the Lav is Koilu many in Yonim. Now let's go back to Boser Basode. Now, I said before, Boser Basode means Boser Minachai, Boser Basode means Ubo Shahitzi Yes Yodai, Boser Basode means Kotchim Shasuchus. Now, this is one word which is Koilu, a multitude of Inyonim. And this is not called a Lav Shebeklolus. I say, Fekter Eishayisef, no, he says, that's called a Shem Echot. The Torah, Boser Basode means everything that's Yotzam im Koimai. So that's not many in Yonim. Everything that falls into the category of Yotzam. I told you, Dovo She Yotzam im Koimai is also. That's what I'm telling you. And all these things is Yotzam im Koimai. This is a Shem Echot. And the Torah mentioned the Shem Echot. Bosa Basoda means Bosa She Yotzam im Koimai. Ki im Fliyesh, I didn't mention anything. I said that means chai, no, mebush, but that I didn't mention. But here, this is all basa sheyotzam im kaima. This is a shame echad. This is tesis. Rabbi Yochanan einei chayim elachas. Now the Gemara says, if a person will eat basa min achai and treife, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so you're only chayim achas. Mishum de mechad kronafki. Because you learn out from one pasuk. Va'af al gav da'no mevushel lo kishtayim. Now, Tais is asking a moiradike kasha. Tais is before said, and Tais is said this is not called the lav shebeklos. I mentioned it now. The basa basoda leisachelu, the basa treifa leisachelu. The mention is not called the lav shebeklos. Now, it's not called the lav shebeklos. So the Torah asked basa basoda. The Torah asked treifa. So why don't you get twice malchus? What is it different than no mevushel? A toicha memeno no mevushel, you get twice malchus if it's no mevushel. And the two malchus. In here you only get one malchus. Sposa basoda and treif, you get one malchus. Va'av al gav da no mevushel lo ki shnayim. Shani hosom dechsiv bevo uboshu. Dekoi al toichlu. Dekoi al toichlu. If it be a vov, so then it's mamish called like two lavin. Al toichlu mi menu no. What do you mean? Al toichlu mi menu uboshu mevushu. U is another Indian. There's a new al toichlu al boshul mevushul. Bochenami, I have exceed basote u treifoloi secheilu. If it be above over here, then the din would be that you'd be like ishtayim. Are you like ishtayim, Rabbi Yechanan? Mishum bosom in a chayim bosom in a treife. But lemaisem, but you don't get sosa baba. But since it doesn't say about you don't get twice malchus. So al kaponim lo yishayishim says, so we hear here klolim. The gabi that didn't have lavsha beklolim, since both of them are mentioned, it's not called a lavsha beklolim. So al kaponim once malchus you'll get. But to make it two lavin, you need a vov. That's the guidelines we hear from Tosfos. Zok the gemara weiter. Now we're going to start learning very interesting gemaras. But we have now our guidelines, Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan, Rishlokes. For a minute, that the Gemara, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Ochal eva minachai minatreife. Now we just said a minute ago, we eat eva minachai minatreife. Minachai minatreife. That means that eva minachai from a treife. So we said, say according to Rabbi Yechanan, say according to Rishlokes, the two psukim, eva minachai treife, two psukim, you get twice malchus. So here we had as follows. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Chayiv Shtayim. Who gave all this? That's what we just said. Rabbi Shimon Malokish Omar, Eine Chayiv Ela Achas. You only Chayiv once Malkis. So the Gemara, Bishlam L'Rabbi Yechanan Nich, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is Gevaldi. Ela Rabbi Shimon Malokish Kash, according to Rish Lokish, why should you only get once Malkis? Omar Rabbi Yosef Loi Kash. Kan bebehema achas. That what Rish Lakish said, you get one malchus is by one behema. Kan b'shtei behemes. The Gemara is going to explain itself. By two behemes, that's the Gemara we said before. Two behemes, one is a dreif and one is a neve minachai. You'll get twice malchus because it's two psukim. So now the Gemara explains. B'shtei behemes machayiv shtayim. Two behemes, you get shtayim. According to everyone. Bebeima achas pligi. The machloikis here is one behema that was a treife and there was an eva minachai from a treife. Bamai pligi. Omar rabaye kegoin shenitrefo im yitzias rubo. That means like this. You had an ubo and as soon as roiv of the ubo went out, came out, that second it became a treife. That means as soon as it came out, it becomes a yolot. When roiv comes out, the rega that roiv of the upa comes out, it becomes a yolot. The minute it becomes a yolot, it became a treife. And then you have over here the isa eva minachai. Then it gets chiyus. Then there's the isa eva minachai. So it came a treife on eva minachai bebasacha. As soon as Yotzer Ruboy. מר סובר, בהימה בחייהו, לאיבורים עמדס. ולבהימה בחייהו, השיין השם איבורים. זה השם איבר ביפור יקרא לו. ואיסר טרייפה ואיסר איבר, בעדי הדודי קוסי. So that means as soon as it becomes a yolot, which is ביוצא רובוי, so that split second is חל דה איסר טרייפה, and is חל דה איסר איבר מן החי, so you chayiv on both. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Umasova behime bechayel lav leivorim emedes. The Yisra Eivim in Achai is not chal when it's born. It's first chal when you're going to cut it off. Then it becomes an Eivim in Achai. Behime chay lav leivorim emedes. V'lo yosi Yisra Eivim chayel a Yisra treifom. The Yisr Eiva will not be chal on this at Chayfa, and Yisr chal al Yisr. That's Shad the Machloikis. So the Gemara says that's 100% true, that what we said before, that according to Resh Lakish, if you have a Chayfa and Eiva min Achay, it'll be Loikish time, but that's if there's no problem by Yisr chal al Yisr, and that's by two Chatiches. But by one Chatiche, and it became a Chayfa, but she also sarubai, so then he holds that behema bechaya lav leivor memedes. So this treifa was chal, the israeva as yet was not chal. So this treifa will not be chal on this treifa. Let us see Rashi. Ochi gazin and ochal eiva min achai min atreifa. Rabbi Yochanan omar chay pshtayim behema treifa michayim. I don't know what the pshat. The michayim is bochal mimen eiva bechaya. So it's an Eva Treifa that was Bechaim, and he ate an Eva Bechayel. It was an Eva from a Treifa. Bechayel. Lo ish lo kishkash, dafilo didei, mitrei kroi nafki, lechayev tafki. So what's it like this? Bishtei beimis, Eva Menachay mizu, boso Treifa mizu, chayev shtayim. Pahal gav de bechod, achila bechad, ascho achlinu, lot chay lavi, ike, this two distinct lavi. Boso baso de Treifa, and loisrich lo nefeshim a boso. ובאי מאחס טרייפה שאוכל ממנו איבה מן החי פליגי מפורש שבוסו. זה הוא עושה טרייפה, ניתוק אין איבה מן החי פעם הטרייפה. ומאי פליגי המאי פוטו וטרי לבי נינו. סמור סס, זה ביקיים הטרייפה, אם יצי ישרו בו, בו הילודו, when it got born, נטרפו. So, בשלוקי שולס, Rabbi Yochanan holds Leivorim Emedes. B'shash and Nildo Vatzpayot Zeruba Chalul Hashem Yisa Eiva B'Yisa Treife. And Resh Lakish holds Lav Leivorim Emedes. V'Loihoya La'Yisa Eiva Ad Sheifrishem Mimeno. V'Rei Kvar Treife, it's a Treife. V'Ein Yisa Chalul Yisa. Avo B'Shtei B'Emes Lakal Meimach. It is Umishim Treife, it's Umishim Eiva Shol Kshayra. So that's one mahalach to explain the machlekes Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. One mahalach. Now we're going to have two more mahalachim. The boy you say, the kul alma behema bechayel lav leivorim emedes. That means when the behema is born, it's zichet not chal and yisayvim min achay. ובמייסה איסר עבר מייחל האיסר טרייפה כמפוגי. כן, זה איסר עבר, so the איסר טרייפה was חל בחייר. Now the shail is, when he cuts it off, is the איסר עבר מן החי חל on the איסר טרייפה. מר סובה עושה איסר עבר חייל על איסר טרייפה. ומר סובה לא יעושה איסר עבר חייל על איסר טרייפה. The Shaila is, if the Isa Eva Minachai can be Chala Isa Treifa. Let us see what Rashi says. The Kulam Lav Leivorim Emedes. Everyone holds Lav Leivorim Emedes. The Kiv in the Bishas Leidoso Nitrafo Isa Treifa Kodem. So the Isa Treifa is Kodem. And now the Shaila is, Who be Meise Isa Reva Kshachot Choyim. But when he cut it, V'chayel ha-treifa, can the eva min ha-chay b'chal now of s'ar treifa k'mifligi. Ma'aso v'chayel. Shekein yisur e-noyeg b'bnei noyach.
So could be Rashi means that it's an Issa Chomo. That means Issa Eva Minachayza Issa Chomo over the Issa Dreife. Or could be Rashi means it's an Issa Moiset. See, Tosis mentioned such a svara, that Migo was Chala Gabi Yaakov was Chala Gabi Yisrael. And Reish Lakish holds it's not Chal, since the boss was also Dreife, the Issa Eva Minachay is not Chal over the Issa Dreife. Not a second Akimta. Iboy Yisayim, a third Akimta. The Kulam Beime Bechaye Olevor Mimedes. So as soon as it was born, there's an Issa Eva Minachay. Uchagoy Shenitra Pola Achamika. And the Issa Dreife came later. Ube Meisi Issa Dreife. If when the Issa Dreife comes, is it Chayil Issa Eva Kamiflegi? Marsove osi bechayil, or marsove loy osi bechayil. The machloikis of the Issa Treife can be chal on the Issa Reife. Let's see what Rashi says. Be boy you say mit the kulalme leivori me medes. The Issa Reife kodem. The Issa Reife came first, because the behem of chayil leivori. Became treif later. And there's already a Issa of Eva Minachai. Rabbi Yochanan saw Issa Chalal Issa. V'os the Issa Treifa v'chala Issa Eva Minachai. V'os look, Issa v'in Issa Treifa Chalal Beima at she yishochet. At the do, the Issa mitla toli v'koi. The Issa Treifa as yet was not Chal. Calls man it's an Eva Minachai. V'chi poka Issa chi is os Issa Treifa v'chayal. Issa Treife is first Chal after the Issa Eva Minachai falls off, and that's Lachem Issa. Rava Omar, this is the fourth Akimte, Kegoin Shetolash Mimenu Eva Eva Vitolfa Boy. He was Tolish and Eva, and this Tlishes Aver made it Treife. Marsova Behime Bechayel Lav Leivori Memedes. Is Iser Aver Bisa Treife Bahadi Adodi Koso. Marsova Behime Bechayel Leivori Memedes Pleiosi Iser Treife Chayula Iser Aver. Now let us just say Rashi, and then I'd like to say a Ha'ore, which was Davoini, I don't understand the Gemara, but let's just say first Rashi. Kigoin shetolash, said Rashi, kigoin chotach ragleho min arkuva ulamailo. He cut off the foot. Now, by cutting off the foot, he made this foot an Eva Minachai. Behold, Behemah Becher Lav Rivo Mimedes. He made this an Eva Minachai. By cutting off the foot, the baby becomes a treifer, because that's one of the treifers. Kegoin chotach lagla min akuva lamailo. Rabbi Yochanan sova mitchila lav leivorim emedes. So the foot before was not an Eva Minachai. Ushechotchon cholushneim. So now I was chal on the foot, this Eva Minachai, this a treifer. There was already on the foot of Issa Eva before it was cut, so the Issa Treife cannot be chal. This is the Gemara. Now, L'davoini, I don't understand the Gemara. Just let's picture again what happened over here. The Feres Yaakov says, just let's to make the picture correct, he says, the Issa Eva Minachai and the Issa Treifus comes when the foot is completely separate. Kolzman, it's attached, the foot is attached, it's not an Eva Minachai, it's not Treifus, there's some sort, but when it becomes completely severed, now it becomes a Treifus, now it becomes Eva Minachai, and that's the Basachas. So I can't begin to understand the Gemara.
I mean, a behema without a foot, it means we have to, when the foot is cut off, the minute the foot is cut off, the behema becomes a treif, because it can't live 12 months anymore. A behema became a treif. But Shema Shemaim, why did the foot become a treif? The foot, the behema becomes a treif after the foot is cut off. The foot was never a part of a behema treif. That means Kolzman, the foot was attached to the behema, so the behema wasn't a treif. When the foot gets cut off from the behema, fine. Now it's nothing to do with the behema. Is now a treif. The behema can't live anymore. But the foot is a treif. What kind of treif is the foot? The foot is an eiva min achai. I mean, the foot, there's no shaila of the foot of a velivyut beis chai. It's an eiva michal kan yod eiva min achai. That is the behema became now a treif. Zicher, the baikonim min akuvel amayla, the behema becomes a treif. But why does the foot become a treif? The davoin, you don't understand the Gemara, but al kaponim, as I state in the Gemara. I did not see that anyone should ask the kashas of I states its push. Let us just see that these two tesis in Andapko Gimel and Aleph. Mal tova Rabbi Yochanan beime bechaya leiboy memedes bisa eva bisa treife bahadi adodi kaosu. So the Gemara says that this is the first lashon of the Gemara. It was speaking about that a behemoth, a nubuk, sheyotza ruboi, when roi of the uber came out, it became a yolod, then it became a treife. So Rabbi Yochanan holds behemoth bechayelei borimim, and this as soon as it gets born, this chal an israeve min achai, it just now became a treife, so mameile is chal babasach. Mashme, the lav leivorim emedes, but if Rabbi Yochanan would hold lav leivorim emedes, so then the Yisraelim Nachai wouldn't be chal, the Yisra treifa kodim, because the Yisra treifa came first, leosi Yisra eivor v'chaylalo, so then the Yisra eivor would not be chal on the Yisra treifa. That means because the Yisra treifa was chal, the Yisra eivor won't be chal. Afal gav faktoisvis the isa moisifu. Eve minachai is an isa moisif over isa treife. Why? Because a treife is mutter for a goy, and eve minachai is also to a goy. So moisif means migu, the isa moisif was chal on this eve for a goy, she be chal on this eve for ye. So faktoisvis v'teime, our Gemara would seem the only reason that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yechayv, also Eivim Nechayv, because it came to Basachas. But if it will come to Zachazah, this Eivim Nechayv would not be Chal. The time the Perk, Gimel de Shvuas, Perk Basra de Yumem, Gabi Shvuas, Le Eichel Nebelis, or Treifes. There it says a person made a Shvuas, he shouldn't eat Nebelis or Treifes. So we have a problem. Is mushba voimid mal sinai ben shvua chalal shvua. There's a problem in this chalalisa. We could say, al kaponim, in the sense the shvua is chal. Koma Rabbi Yochanan, bekoilo dvorim amatorim in dvorim asurim. That means when he said, oichol, when he asked in the veilus the treif, he didn't only ask in the veilus the treif. He said, Shvuish loy oichol kol bosa, bosa ksheira, bosa nevela. So this Shvuish was chal on bosa ksheira, and miga it's chal on bosa ksheira, so it's chal on bosa nevela. Alme is loy isa koilo. So we see, Rabbi Yochanan holds isa koilo. Vim kain koshkin isa moisim, kidamukha bei kabo achim, tais bifon dapku beis had brought down, a filu, a yid who does not hold Issa Kailu holds, a biesi holds Issa Maisev. So Taisus has a kasha. Eivim in a chai is Issa Maisev. It's Maisev Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yochanan, why did Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Issa Kailu, you say Issa Chalal Issa, say Bezoi Issa Maisev Yizicha holds, which is better than Issa Kailu. So why did Gemara say the only reason it's chal because he holds it's chal b'basachas? יש לו עם אף אגב שפירש רבי יחנה מסניס נדעוסם בקוילו, זה דידי לספיר להוכי. רבי יחנה ניסה את המשנה הולס קוילו. He personally doesn't hold קוילו. He doesn't hold מייסף. So ממילא, so that's why it would only be חל if it's בבסחס. ומר סובר לב לאיבורים עמדת, לאי אוסי איסי איבר פחייל אייסר טרייפר. Yo's love lay for him, and this for the Issa Trefa was chal. The Issa Eva was not as chal as yet, and the Issa Eva can't be chal on the Issa Trefa. Vim teima kema, tzvichle, ike Rebbe Eleza, doma leil, kosh ata mitzuva al doma, ata mitzuva lay vorov. We get a ribuy. That's why Rebbe Eleza holds that the Issa Eva is chal on Tmeya, even though in Issa chal al Issa, we have this limit. If you're mitzuva al doma, you're mitzuva lay vorov. אם כן לחייב נמי הוכה טרייפה משמי למין החי. אז בוס גייט מירון אין איסה חלליסה, בכל התרקולה, אבל here we have a post of כל שאתה מצווה על דומי, אתה מצווה על איבור. ויקר אבונו, דאומרי כל שבסורי מותר. And if the יאו דקטר אבונו, זה מייקר דרשת, that the holy is a evil, is only when the boss was mutter. He came long, long time with the love of Leiborim Emedes. Afilu Leiborim Emedes, there's no Yisr Eva since it's a treifa also. Vishloim Adarshin and call me Shebesari Mutter. So Taisva says, really, he holds like the Chachomim. That what the Chachomim say, that you, the Yisr Eva is only Chal, if it's Besari Mutter, it means a mean toil. Then the Yisaiva is chal. Amin Tomei, the Yisaiva is not chal. But Treife is Amin Toil. No, God, you're not allowed to eat it. And that is no drash, that is no Yisaiva. So that's what the Gemara says, there's no Yisaiva because then Yisaiva chal alisa.